Regan with Nesting Those Realty, powered by eXp Realty here in Asheville, North Carolina, where my team and I are helping dozens of people relocate to the Asheville area. Living in Asheville podcast, just like my YouTube channel, is all about living, breathing, going to school, having babies, different neighborhoods, different parts of town, different towns around Asheville, everything you need to know about living and moving to the Asheville area. If you need help relocating to Asheville, North Carolina, reach out to me and my team. Our contact information is down in the description. Some people who are thinking or decided to relocate to a new area, to the Asheville area, decided to jump into homeownership right away. And I had a lot of clients who did just that. They did a lot of research. They may or may not have visited the area prior, so they kind of sort of have an idea, but regardless, they've done their research and they want to jump into homeownership. That also eliminates moving twice. So, but you know, to each their own. So a lot of people, some people do that and they don't need to rent. But the majority of people who are reaching out to me, they, for whatever reason, they would like to rent first. Maybe it's because they want to research the area and see for themselves, you know, see where they want to be, where exactly they want to live, what part of town, what part of Western North Carolina, maybe different county, whether they even gonna like this area or not. You know, sometimes people decide that this is not the right area for them after all, and jumping into homeownership right away will make it a little harder to pick up and go, you know. So a lot of people need to rent. That way you have time to explore the area for yourself and don't have to rely on people like me telling what it's like to live here, but you can come and you know, research and see for yourself. And renting presents several challenges in this area. A lot of people move here from big cities. You know, Asheville is a small city, big town, but it's not a big city by any stretch of imagination. So people who come from real cities or from big cities, you know, they kind of surprised to find out that we don't have certain amenities, we don't have certain services that they are used to in big cities where they are from. And rentals is one of those areas that Asheville, a smaller area like Asheville, differs from other bigger areas. One big thing is that we do not have agents who can help with rentals. I know big cities like New York, there are agents who can actually represent a tenant. This is just not even a thing here. Nobody can represent a tenant. Property managers and landlords not gonna even talk to me, for example, as a realtor. I cannot represent anybody. You have to go straight to the source. So that's problem number one. Problem number two is that we do not have one big database where you can look up all the rentals. Unlike homes for sale, where we have MLS and everyone who listed with a realtor have their houses, properties listed there. Rentals, we don't have that, unfortunately. And there's a ton of rentals that are advertised on all kinds of websites, from Zillow to apartments.com. ForRent.com is one of my favorites, but that's just, I think, a personal preference. I like the interface of it, but I think pretty much all those websites have the same listings. So if you go to any of those websites, you should be able to find a rental. And I know sometimes it's a challenge to try to hop from one website to another and be on top of it, but that's just the reality of it. Just like with houses for sale, rentals come and go super quickly. So you have to be on top of it. If something comes up, you have to jump on it. You don't have time to think about it. You maybe have time to research a little bit the area, but you have to jump on it because otherwise it's gonna be gone. That presents, of course, a lot of challenges for people who are trying to do it remotely from different states, from different towns. But that's the reality of it. Once again, I highly recommend anybody who is
thinking about relocating to this or any other area, start joining groups on Facebook and start building your community and talking to people in those groups, whether it's a mom's group or some other group, local groups. I'll put some links in the description for some local groups where you can ask questions, you know, and talk to people and share your experiences and ask for their experiences with the same issue, you know, whether it's rentals or jobs or finding daycare, any kind of issues. Those groups are super helpful, and you're gonna get perspectives from all the different people, natives, locals who've been here for years, people who just relocated there. Just like home prices, rent is not cheap in our area, but that again also about perspective. You know, some people come from more expensive areas and less affordable areas, say, well, this is really nothing, and some people say this is too expensive. People who've been here for a while or natives, they see a huge increase, especially in this past year. So for anybody who's been here for a long time and used to, you know, not so expensive rates, right now, of course, everything is more expensive. But anyways, homes and apartments that are priced anything under $2,000 would go faster. Anything under $1,500 will just like that, gone. If you are maybe in the 2,000 plus price range, you might have a better chance finding something and, you know, and securing something, but anything under 2,000, I mean, it's crazy. And of course, depending on people's circumstances and timelines, the length for rentals can vary. You know, some people want to find something while they're looking for a house and going under contract and all that, so it might be 2, 3, 4 months. Some people, you know, they want to go ahead and rent for the whole year so that they can have time to learn about the area, decide where they want to be and all that. So the shorter the term, the more expensive it will be to rent an apartment or a house or any kind of property. The furnished rentals are also more expensive to rent, and there's not a whole lot of them on the market. Typically, furnished rentals are short-term rentals, Airbnbs that some owners and property managers agree to rent for longer periods of time. Again, it will be a lot more expensive, but I've heard a lot of people, or some people, some of my clients, who are able to secure those Airbnbs for 2, 3, or 4 months at a time. So that's an option. You just, again, have to kind of hunt for them, because used to be wintertime was kind of slow season, but these days people come into Asheville and move into Asheville all the time. And I don't think there will be a slow season anytime soon. So I do not recommend waiting for winter, because I guarantee you a lot of people are waiting for the same thing, and then it just doesn't stop. When going on all those websites, you can of course search by zip codes. If you know the zip code that where you want to be, you can search by counties, which I highly recommend to search by the whole county, not just the name of the town. Because if you look by Asheville, right, it's going to give you a very limited search results, because Asheville city limits are very small, and it doesn't really take you to go a little too far to get into a county. So search by the whole Buncombe County, for example, and that's going to cover Asheville, Candler, Weaverville, Woodfin, Arden, some Fletcher, Black Mountain. So a wide variety of, you know, towns and neighborhoods around Asheville. Henderson County will cover Hendersonville, Etowah, Edneyville, Flat Rock, East Flat Rock, so Mills River, some Fletcher, so all those areas. If you're looking for to rent a home, a house instead of an apartment, I like tons of rentals website a lot. Again, if you look at any website at any given moment, there might not be a whole lot that's available. You just have to keep on coming back, you know, every day, every couple of days, and see what's coming, because properties do come, they just go quickly too. And this Tons of Rentals website, it's more of a local website. They cover areas here in Western North Carolina and some areas in South Carolina, I think, but that's about it. So it's a great resource. Beware of scam. And there's a ton of scam out there, especially online. I mean, primarily online. I had so many people contact me that were being that close to be victims of scam. The rule of thumb is, if it's too good to be true, it must be is. You know, it must be too good to be true. If every other rental is $1,500 to $1,000 and all of a sudden you find something for $900, that's a red flag. And not to say that it cannot happen, but that's red flag number one. Number two, you should be able to talk on the phone to a person. No chats, no text messages, no Facebook messengers, no like some other messengers. You should be able to pick up the phone and talk to that person and ask them questions. You should be able to also go and look at the property before you lease it, before you pay any kind of deposits. You should be able to do that, unless it's, of course, an apartment complex. And those present some challenges because that particular unit might not be available. But you should be able to meet somebody, a landlord, a property manager, a realtor who represents that, you know, who is basically a property manager. You should be able to and meet them in the office. And typically those huge apartment complexes or any apartment complex will have an office right there on site. So you should be able to go and look at their facility. Maybe they have a little gym, their little office. Maybe they have some amenities and the property manager can walk you through and show you around. You should be able to do that. But with houses, 100%, you should be able to look at what you basically get in before you pay any kind of deposits. A couple years ago, somebody who was getting ready to move here, they needed a rental. They connected with this property manager who said that he'll meet them to show the house. And then a day before the meeting, he messaged them that he had a family emergency, a death in the family, and he has to go out of state for the funerals or whatever. His grandma was dying, something like that. But they can go ahead and look at the house and look through the windows and kind of get an idea what it looks like inside. Red flag number three or four, whatever. And this guy was telling these people that, oh, and just ignore the for sale sign. We tried to sell this house and the realtor was not truthful and they just left this sign there. So just ignore this. It's not for sale. Red flag. Come on. Huge red flags. And it's a typical story that they say, you know, go, we cannot meet you. We have an emergency. We have to go out of town. Go look in the windows, get an idea, ignore the sign. Crazy. I mean, so many red flags. Another red flag is when they tell you that you can PayPal or Venmo your deposit to them. No. Do not do that. Never do that. You should be able to bring a check and give it to somebody. And legit property managers and landlords, if they have a website, it will be a legit website, not a website. Somebody just sent me recently a website that this lady shared with them, and it looks like a real website, but you cannot click on anything. It looks like those are the buttons to different areas. You cannot click on any button. Red flag. You could not find list of properties on this website that they manage. Red flag. So, you know, I think this video became more of a video about scams, but this is such a huge issue and it can cost you a lot of money.
Thank you for listening. Do not forget to hit the follow button and leave us a review to help this podcast grow. You can also watch the videos on my YouTube channel. The link to it will be in the description. Reach out if you need any kind of help relocating to the Asheville area. And I will talk to you next time.